This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon and welcome to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name's Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with
Arvind Yuvraj
and Christine Wong.
We're going to be with you all the way through until 1 o'clock this afternoon here on Enterprise Biz Bytes. We've got a question for you. If you could quarantine at a hotel, how much would you be willing to pay per day and why? Why are we talking about this?
We're talking about this because there was an open letter in The Star by the president of the Malaysian Association of Hotels saying that they are, in fact, ready to act as low-risk COVID-19 quarantine and treatment centres.
Lovely stuff. And then we're going to have a story about the first day work permit blues on the first day of the total lockdown. The confusion and difficulties in obtaining the necessary approvals to operate left a lot of people in a quandary. More on that coming up.
Then we're going to talk about how the private sector and state governments will get 7 million doses of the COVID-19 vaccine.
So that question again, if you could quarantine at a hotel, how much would you be willing to pay per day and why? Quite a lot of discussion around this. Chris, take it away.
Right. So basically, like I said, there was a letter in The Star and it was written by Dato N. Subramaniam, who is the president of the Malaysian Association of Hotels. And what I'm just going to do is I'm just going to read it out verbatim and then we'll sort of talk about it a little bit. So this is what the letter says. The tourism and hotel industry is in dire straits. There's no doubt about it. We need all the help we can get. But let's look at the bigger picture here first. We understand the situation with the increase in COVID-19 cases and that must be prioritised. While what was offered in Permakasa Plus is little to the industry, we will have to make do with what we have and what is given. And more importantly, we need to look after our employees. With the situation being uncertain, a long-term wage subsidy system must be in place, alongside a higher reasonable utilities discount, especially electricity. We understand that the government has limited resources at the moment and that it has displayed sincerity with ministers foregoing their pay for the next 3 months. We will continue to support efforts to break the chain of spread and, more importantly, on vaccination efforts. The Malaysian Association of Hotels has been in communication with the government since early this year on vaccination of hoteliers and recently even sourced sponsored venues to make this happen as soon as possible. This will complement the government's efforts in achieving herd immunity for the country. Time is of essence. Hotels are also ready to serve as quarantine and treatment centres for low-risk or asymptomatic COVID-19 patients. This will lessen the burden on public healthcare. At this point, we want the government to focus its efforts on fighting COVID-19 more than anything so that we can all progressively move back into our normal lives soon. So that's the whole letter.
Mm-hmm.
And the moment I read this, first of all, honestly, I think it is a good idea in terms of just being able to, first of all, make quarantine centres and treatment centres more accessible, especially if they're low-risk or asymptomatic patients, right? Because, you know, some of the things I've heard about our current publicly accessible quarantine centres that they're super far away, they're super crowded, they're not necessarily the most hygienic places either because it's very difficult to upkeep, right? So
let's not beat around the bush, Chris. We've seen the photos. Everybody's seen the videos. Nobody wants to go there.
Yeah, so that's one thing. But the other side of the argument is someone would have to pay for this. Because if this is supposed to, you know, if we're running all these multiple places, you need, like what they said, you know, utilities, staff, you need the funding for it, right? So that's kind of where I wanted to bring the discussion for today, which is why we're asking that question.
What do you think?
So this is like a complete like knock on wood situation.
Yeah.
I don't know. Honestly, on one end, yes, the quarantine centers, no one wants to be there and it has its issues and stuff. But I'm thinking that if you're already called, like supposed to be at a quarantine center, isn't it so that you can get immediate treatment and they suspect that you might need immediate treatment? And if your condition gets worse, then someone's there on site to give you all the help you need. So why would you opt to be in, let's say, a hotel or somewhere else just to quarantine.
Good point.
You know, and obviously if you can be at home, then you're just going to quarantine at home.
Yeah.
So as much as it sounds like, oh, that's a bad option to take, I think like my option would be wherever there's the closest medical facility and wherever I can get help the fastest if I need to in that situation.
Mm-hmm.
See, in my knock on wood situation, I actually think if I was given the option to go to that, I actually would because I think it's easier not to think about anything. You have all the resources there, so you would have like a towel, food delivered to you, like all this stuff. Like you don't have to worry about like a lot of...
You mean a hotel?
Yeah, a hotel. Because the quarantine centers, you have to bring a lot of your own stuff. I've heard you have to bring your own sheets, towels, you know, hygiene stuff, like toothbrush, toothpaste, whatever things that you need, right? So that's number one. But also number two, because I currently live with my parents, so although I can technically quarantine at home if I, knock on wood again, were it's ever in that situation, I would be much more at ease if I knew that I was by myself for that period of time and I wasn't putting them at risk.
I'm kind of a little bit on the fence about both of these, you know, ideas. I would much rather, like Christine, if I was given the option, quarantine at home. I don't like the idea of the quarantine centres. I know they're a necessity, right? And everybody knows they're a necessity. But it's one of those things, you know, I've seen the videos and I know people who have been there and I know how long it's taken them to get in and get out and everything. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the idea of that, and it's just a perception thing, right? So when I've seen videos of Malaysia's quarantine centres compared to other quarantine centres in the region, and I know it's like comparing apples to oranges and whatnot because we're not that country. Mm. But, you know, when I see that, I'm like, why can't we be a little bit more like that? What is it that's stopping us from being a little bit like that? And the reason that we can't be like that is the funding, right? Mm. And that's one of the major issues. And these hoteliers who are saying, you know, it's okay, but we need subsidies, we need this, we need that. Well, the thing is, it's very unlikely that they're going to get it because that funding has to go to these quarantine centers. And even though there is not as well equipped as some of the other ones are, they're still getting funding from the government, aren't they? Mm. As much as I'd like the idea of being able to stay in a hotel, and I probably would choose that given the option, again, I'd like to pay a minimal amount. But obviously that's not an option that I'm going to be given.
Yeah.
And I think if a hotel would normally charge you, I don't know, 100 ringgit per night or whatever, if it is subsidized at some point, you know, 50 ringgit, 75 ringgit, I wouldn't have a problem with that. But if it goes on to like 2 weeks and 3 weeks, and then it becomes a problem for anybody, no matter
for
how
anyone,
much you're earning. You know?
Yeah, I think it is also very much so a conversation of like a lot of privilege that we're having here that we can even talk about the possibility of being able to choose your own quarantine situation. But at the same time, I think it is at least still a great, it's still a good thought from, you know, the hotels who do have all the space and do want to try to do something.
Yeah, I completely agree. You know, they've got plenty of space. There's lots of open spaces within these hotels. And of course, there's hardly anybody in them right now, so there's plenty of space. And, you know, you can space people out, one room and then an empty room and then another. It's not really an issue.
At the end of the day, I mean, it is some kind of a revenue stream as well.
Exactly.
You know, you can say like capitalizing on it. It's not that. It's just that if there is a potential for a revenue stream and you're providing a service to a certain segment of people who would opt for these kinds of things, then why not, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it's helping to keep another business in business. Yeah. You know? Let us know what you think about this. You know, if you could quarantine a hotel, you know, if you're able to, how much would you be willing to pay per day and why? Let us know. 018-789-8899 is the number on WhatsApp, Twitter or Instagram. We're at BFM Radio. Let's take a short break with some music. We've got Franz Ferdinand up next with Take Me Out here on BFM 89.9.
Bring forth money. BFM 89.9.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. If you're only just joining us, welcome. I'm Rich Bradbury. We're going to be with you till 1 o'clock this afternoon. We are asking you a question. It is, if you could quarantine at a hotel, how much would you be willing to pay per day and why? And to let us know, get us via WhatsApp 018-789-8899, Twitter or Instagram. We're at BFM Radio. We've had some responses already. Do you want to go to Instagram first, Chris?
Sure. So on Instagram, we've got Naim Yusuf who says 20 ringgit per day. I think PDX3156 is joking because they say full rate, but purely depends on if the breakfast buffet line is open, though. And to which I say, that is not how quarantine works. So no. Also, full rate I think is kind of depending on what hotel you're at. Also, so you may want to rethink that one.
It's not a staycation.
No, it's not. A Dampling says less than. I think I'm always terrible with that less than sign.
Points to the left if it's less than.
More than? Less than? I don't know. Around 150 ringgit. This is... You would think I'm better at this by now as a grown adult. But anyway, need to be spacious enough for me to do anything I want and private to regular services. And Wang Guanghui 16 says 100 ringgit, which makes it 1,400 ringgit for 2 weeks. That's the most I'd be willing to pay.
Of? Anything on Twitter?
Nothing on Twitter yet.
We've got one message over on WhatsApp so far from number ending 3387. They say, it's obvious the funding is a problem here.
Yeah.
Why can't the government consider a fixed subsidy to hoteliers, regardless of the stars of the hotel? Say a flat 50 ringgit fee per night for COVID-19 positive patients. During times like these, having some form of revenue is better than no revenue for the hotels to occupy those rooms, and at the same time, helping relieve the burden of the public healthcare system. True. Keep the messages coming in. 018-789-8899. We've just had one more pop in via WhatsApp from Des, who says, if it's at the Hyatt at KL, I don't mind paying 200 ringgit per night. Yeah, I think we'd all be in that boat. Mm. Okay, moving on, we did manage to get somebody.
Yes. So we actually managed to get to speak to Yap Lit Seng, who is the CEO of the Malaysian Association of Hotels, to get his thoughts on all of this, essentially. So thank you so much for joining us today. What are some of the ramifications of the current full MCO for the hotel and hospitality sector?
The thing with this is that it's not the full MCO or whichever stage it may be. The fact that tourism and hotels were already badly impacted as soon as the international borders closed, and it got worse when interstate and interdistrict travel were restricted. The industry already lost more than 80% of its business then, with or without the full MCO. Now with the full MCO in place, we lost whatever little bit of it that is left.
Would you say that the opinions reflected in the article that we spoke about before the break on wanting hotels to be used as low-risk quarantine centres echo across the whole industry? Why or why not?
I think that it is the right move forward. Public healthcare is already at its peak and cases are increasing every day. There is a need to isolate COVID-19 positive patients, and hotels are the best option for those who do not need or do not require heavy medical attention. Hotels are ready facilities for asymptomatic patients so that the doctors and frontliners can focus on saving lives of the serious ones.
And how would this help the hotel industry, and who would pay for a service like this?
Helping the hotels aside, I think more importantly is how the hotels can play a role in supporting the healthcare system. Of course, hotels will need to look at the fee. As with the current quarantine hotels for returning Malaysians, costs can be as low as 150 ringgit per night stay, complete with 3 meals daily. I think the fee and the cost can be worked out. As of now, all COVID-19 treatments are covered by the government, and that is a heavy burden. Since the pandemic last year, we have already witnessed many who want to choose their own quarantine facilities and are willing to bear the cost. We can work out an optional scheme with cost shared between the government and the patients, or perhaps even the insurance facilities. This will be a win-win-win situation for all.
And also, roughly how much do you think this service hypothetically should or could cost, and would that be enough to keep hotels afloat?
As mentioned earlier, currently quarantine hotels are charging as low as 150 ringgit per night, complete with 3 meals daily. With the current situation worsening, I'm sure that this can be negotiated depending on the cost-sharing model, and we are confident that hotels are willing to support. Given the fact that there are no other revenue streams to the hotels at the moment, anything goes. Every single cent and dollar counts. Hotels needs every bit of help we can get.
Mm-hmm. How prepared or trained are hotel staff for potentially running a quarantine centre?
After a year into the pandemic, hotels are well prepared for quarantine hotel protocols, from sanitizations to access control, as well as handling guests. There are already many hotels functioning as a quarantine centre now. At the very beginning of the pandemic, we have said this. Hotels by nature operates on SOPs on a daily basis. Adhering to SOPs and protocols is nothing new to us. Hotels can adapt to situation needs on the fly.
Okay, then ultimately, why do you think a concept like this hasn't already happened here?
Actually, it has, but access to such facilities are not made known or made accessible to both hotels and patients. Currently, there is a program already in place, but with limited access, and there is a handful of hotels already on it. This, however, should be opened immediately to all hotels, especially where the hotspots are, with the ultimate objective of lightening the burden of public health care. A simple application system and list of requirements needs to be in place for hotels to apply to be one, and thereafter offered to patients looking for alternative quarantine facilities.
All right. That question again, folks. If you could quarantine at a hotel, how much would you be willing to pay per day and why? We've just heard from Yap Lip Seng, the CEO of the Malaysian Association of Hotels, about his opinions on that. Get us via WhatsApp if you want to, 018-789-8899. Twitter or Instagram, we're at BFM Radio. We are going to take a short break. We're going to have some music to take us into the bottom of the hour from Nick Lowe. When we come back, we'll have an update from Bursa at break, and then we'll move on to our second story of the day about the first day work permit blues. All here on Enterprise Biz Bytes on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.